straight, uninterruptedly, for 25 days. And she will not have to count Zayniki Keta. Shnayim Biloyes. In other words, that in the two last days of the Dalafiyim of the Rizim, which so she couldn't become his Abedele by seeing on two successive days, only on three successive days. But if the year started on the 10th day of the Rizim, so on the 10th and the 11th, so only 2 years, she's only in Chuyemes to count one clean day, and then the Yemenide started. So again, the Rie on the Yemenide did not require her to count Zayniki, only Rie on three successive days in Mezive. So Shnai Gureyes Vishiva Mido, so it's nine. Ubei Shalach Amido, Ubei Shalach Amido, so it's 11. And then she had the Rie's dam. And then she had the Rie's dam coupled with pain for 14 days straight. So 11 plus 14 is 25 days. So that means that she had the Rie's dam became she uninterruptedly for 25 days successively and uninterruptedly. She had blood mitayeh. The expression used by the pricing is that means she wasn't the illness. If she wasn't the illness, so she couldn't count for, she couldn't have three days rias and three successive days and not become a daily. So she unavoidably must become a daily. How can he say only 26 days successively, it couldn't happen that she shouldn't have to count. Even for 3 days, so it couldn't happen. It was an Amazon. Omar Rafshesh is saying, Mokim Shesh. Omar, we love it, love it. We've got it on it. Elomar Robert. Hochekom. Yevshia, she is Kashi, Eskin, Shishayim. We Mokim Shesh. What? The way the Hail Eves is saying, we Mokim Shesh. What? Elonefo. So we got a name out of his other. My time in Kishon Fall. And again, what I mentioned last time, the Machlekes, whether he is Kishon Fall or Moray Kishon Fall, is again not the Machlekes in Tzias. In Tzias, there could be a Rias Dam in miscarriage that is coupled with pain. But Al-Pedim, the Aloche of Dam Kishon Toya, does not apply to a discharge of Dam in miscarriage. Only to a discharge, it only applies to a discharge of dam indication in the late day of the viable child. Yish mikasha shereyecha v'yeyim v'yikin shedeshim shnayim v'leiz v'zayim v'nido v'beiz l'acham v'nido v'lei keishi v'dal v'keishi v'rabi yisrael v'shimei v'och l'chosh v'yotim v'leide v'yefshon kasha chobo v'yeyim v'shon teis ove shabad v'tay o v'dal v'yeyim v'asnuch v'leide v'posh v'yikim v'nides v'keishi v'van v'shrei shab v'zive v'yivad v'kar v'polech mash v'ashem shom v'ab im ki v'av keishi v'yomo v'chobo v'tlot l'acham v'desage not after if there is a rie on 26 successive days, even on 3 successive days, so she must unavoidably be mechuyeves to count zayniki. Alright, now the next mission. Hamikasho b'sich shmeinim shal nekevo koldomim shirei otem acheyitze adlat v'rebleza mitam. Now this mishne, Rashi applies it. Now this mishne has reference either with the Mandoma who says Yesh Keisha Yipolek. So even in the case of the miscarriage, the Aloche of Dam Keisha Toya applies. But according to the Tanoim who say Ein Keisha Yipolek, so the Aloche of Dam Keisha Toya applies only to the Dam Keisha that is involved in a lady or in a real lady, not in a damkechi that is involved in miscarriage. So then the machlekes between the Rabbono, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Lezer has to be visualized in connection with the case, which is an unusual occurrence, but one of the Chazal, I mean, a twin of the Chazal, so were members of such a twin. In other words, it's an unusual occurrence. Right? In other words, if, let's say one child was born, let's say, on the first of Nisan, and the second child was born in the middle of Sin. That's an unusual thing. I mean, a twins to be born. So there is usually, I mean, half an hour difference, a few minutes difference between the birth of one and the birth of the other. But there is a very infrequent occurrence, and that happened with the two sons of Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya's wife gave birth to two brothers, Yehuda and Chezkiah. So there was an interval of 2.5 months between the birth of one and the birth of the other. That's an unusual occurrence. So this machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Elezer must be visualized in connection with this unusual occurrence. So if Hamikasha Besich Shmeinim Shomikevo Kodom Imshireyotei, if a woman, let's say, within the 66 days of Yomiteya, of Nikeva, so she had Irias Dam Nikeshi. So if we say that education for himself, then he can visualize it in a very common case. In other words, she had a miscarriage. She had a miscarriage within the Peyem of Yomiteya. Actually, it's not Peyem, it's Samach Vovyeh. But together with the 14 days of the Meileden, so it's 80 days. So if she had a miscarriage, but according to Mandoma, that in case she fall in, so the Aloha of Dam Keshi doesn't even apply to a case of a miscarriage, then it has to be visualized in connection with this case. Hamikash, let's see the Rashi. Hamikash, Tichshmeim, Shemisabo, Meiteya. Oy, Shemishtao, so that Shemisab, Meiteya. In other words, Shemisab, Meiteya, and she had a miscarriage. According to Mandoma, that Yeshke, Shemim, Vot. Oy, Shemishtao, Vlad, Achavei, Rebis, Chodoshi, Bichot. Echod, Nidmo, Tzorosei, Beheb, Tzashmi. Vyechod, Nidmo, Tzorosei, Lisei, Chi. So Rashi explains, how is it possible that a woman should give birth to a twin, and there should be such an interval between the birth of one member of the twin and the birth of the other member of the twin, because Bintzias, once a woman became Ruberes, she cannot become Ruberes again. So it can only be visualized in connection with a twin that were born from the same conception. So how is it possible that one should be born 2.5 months prior to the other? The answer is because a woman can give birth to a viable child in 7 months. And as Gimora pointed out, a few mandoma yeleres litisho, yeleres linkotoyi, yeleres lishivo, yeleres linkotoyi. So what does it mean? Yeleres linkotoyi, that means at the beginning of the seventh month, so she can give birth to a viable child. That means 6 whole months, 6 times 30, that's 180 days. And the 183rd day is of conception, so it can be viable. And Gemara deduces it from the pasuk in connection with Chana and Shmuel, Mut kufi schnei, mit jom schnei. So, that means on the 183rd day, on the 183rd day, can give birth to a viable child. So the first member of the twin was born at the beginning of the 7th month of conception. And it was because of the same conception. But the other member of the twin, so was born at the end of the 9th month. At the end of the 9th month. In other words, one child was born on 183rd days of conception, and the other child was born on the 271st days of conception. The conception. So this is how Rashi visualizes the case of the Mishnah. So, שנסב מתי האוי שנשתה עוד לא לאחר חביר רבי יצחק משה לחוץ, איך עוד נגמור צרוסי באמצע שי, ואיך עוד נגמור צרוסי מסעיף צ'י, כי מה יסב יהודי וחזקי יד מי רבחי. So, דלתה לכמה סייץ, המקה שבשיח שמי ממשל מכי, כל דור ממשירי האור, if the second member of the twin was born, in the ימיתיה, in the Teah, and Chehiri has done the Keishi prior to the lady of the second member of the twin. So she is the Yoshi. The Kaun Zayniki. Achiyetzi Abba. And it doesn't make any difference when the blood was born. When the blood was born, Nezive, or the blood was born, Beninide. So in either case, it's Toya. We have Reza Mitam. We have Reza Mitam. Now there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Rav Rabinach in cases when Rabbi, of course vis-a-vis the Rabbanon the Tanekame, so it goes without saying that according to Tanekame of Rav Lezer, so I'm Kasha Vizich Shmeinim Shomri Kevo, so it's Toya, she is there, she doesn't have to count Zayniki even if it happened in Yeminidim. But so when we say that it damkeishi imimide istomei, if it's not in imiteya, but if it is in imiteya, so then even if the damkeishi is in imimide istomei because of the kavuchim, that's according to Tanakam. So in regard to the Tanakam shite, there is no machlekes v'shem. So it goes without saying, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Menachem, according to every Rishi, that according to Tanekame of Rav Lezer, so Damkeishi, Bisich Shmeim, Shomri Kevo, is Toyer, even if it happened in Yemeide. Needless to mention, if it happened in Yemeide. But Rav Lezer is Mitam. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Menachem in thesis. According to Rashi, and the first thesis, So, according to Rashi, in the first thesis, so, the blesser is mitame, dam kenshi, yimitea, even yimeisive. I mean, that sounds paradoxical. I mean, not in yimitea, so then it's a double portion. The damkeishi imezive is toya, but imeteya, so it's double. It sounds paradoxical, but it's because it's based upon a special zosakos. That's Rashi shita and Teisa shita. The first Teisa is the Brahmas Nadayon Nadin Iskini. That while Reb Tanekame is mitaya, damkeishi imeteya. Even in a nide, so Reb Lezer is the Kotza Ache, is at the other extreme, and he says that Damkeishi Bimeteya is Tome, even in a Zim. So you ask, I mean, that it's not logical, it's paradoxical. The answer is, it's the Gros Akosu, we can't ask any kashas. But according to Rabbi Menachem, so Rabbi Lezer is only mitamei damkeishi bimeiteya bimeinide. But bimeizive, since damkeishi kedem leide is toyer, So how could them kids you achalei be mitaya bitone? That's a common problem. But let's first understand the Mishnah according to Rashi. So, now, one thing goes without saying, that according to the Kame, so the Amkenshi Yitea is not only the Mezide, but even the Menik. So the Amkenshi Kedem Lede is only Toye of the Mezide, but the Menik not. But the Amkenshi Lachale, the Yitea, according to the Kame, is even be many. So, Omul and Rabbez, it's a Kalachim. Uma be walking Sheikh, you be dam Hashem. Heike, be dam Hakeishi, Mo came Sheikh, be dam Hashem. Uma be walking Sheikh, you be dam Hashem. Heike, be dam Hakeishi, Mo came Sheikh, you be dam Hashem. And you didn't say, no, you be dam Hakeishi. Now let's see the Rashi. Sheikh Mabidam Hashem, Kim Shoy Yoles, Shereya Gimu Gishenfi, Viyodo, Hariz Yoles Bizei, Heikyo Yidam Akeishi, Litaro Mizeivo, Litaro Mizeivo, Litaro Mizeivo, So more can shake of the machine in Taron Kotume, can take the reins, and in Dean Shenoko with the Makinchi, Ritaron Kotume, but few minutes, even in any day. So he learns out a Kalvachene. In other words, so according to the original version of the Kalvachene, the way it is presented in the Mishnah. So in other words, so we learn out, so the Tanakame learns out Achaleide from Kedem. Now it's a Kalachema. Now Kalachema means we learn out, we deduce the Homo from the Kal or the Kal from the Homo. So sometimes we deduce the Homo item from the Kal item. And sometimes we deduce the cow item from the homer item. Now in this case, so according to the original version of the Kalachena, the way it's presented in the Mishnah, so we learn out Achalede from Kedemlede. So the Melamed is Kedemlede. Kedemlede, that's the homer item. Kedem Leide, so is Homo. Achaleide, that's Yimiteya. So that's Kal, because the Alochi is Achaleide, so any dam that she sees is Toy. So the Achaleide item is the Kal item. Kedem Leide item is the Homo item. So the Tanakame deduces the Kalachemea, he deduces the Kal from the Homo. The cow achaleide from kodem. So he says, if in the homerai kodem is the homerai, so in the homerai, so there is a loch that it's doyer damkeish kodem damkeish kodem. That's the homerai. So it's doyer. So certainly. The Kal item certainly should be told. That's a Kalachema. We deduce the Kal item from the Homer item, from the Chavar item. So Omul and Revezer, Uma Bimokim Shech, Bidam Ashif, Heikil Bidam Akeishi. So in other words, if the Homer item that is Kedemle. So that's Homo. Why is it Homo? Why is the Kedemle there? We as Dam Kedemle there consider a Homo item vis-a-vis Rias Dam Lachalende that is considered a Kal. Why? Because Rias Dam Keshi Kedemle there, so it's very amazing. I mean, I'm sorry. איסטו מבינני ריאס דם קייט דם ריאס דם קייט אין דיי דייס חמו וואי איז חמו וואי איז חמו ביקוז רלטיב טו ריאס דם לאחר ביקוז ריאס דם קייט אין דיי סו איסטו מבינני וואר איז ריאס דם לאחר דיי סו יבי מבינני דיי סטו סו מיילה דט מייקס ריאס דם Kedemle ide es homo, relatively homo, in contrast to Rias Dam Lachale. So the homo item is, the homo item is toye, has the kula of being toye mezide. So certainly the kal item should certainly be toye. That's the gist of the kalmachimba metaleka. Uma bimokim sheach nebi damashi. Heiko bidama keichi, if the homer item, Rias dam keidem, has the cool aspect of being toy, so the kal item, like Rias dam lachaleit, mokin she heiko bidama sheib, Rias dam lachaleit, that's relatively kal, and it did she noke bidama keichi, so certainly we should be toy, that's the gist of the kalachim. Amalohem, so as I said to them, Daya Mogin Nadir Yeskini, Mima Hekelo Mitumazive, Avot Meir Tumasni. What is the Melamed? The Melamed is Rias Dam Kedem. What is the Lomed? The Lomed is Rias Dam Lachale. So you are trying to deduce a certain Kule in the Lomed because the homo item, the melamed, has that kula. So certainly the lomed, Rias dam lachaleide, should have that kula. But just as the melamed, the homo item, is only homo in Yeminide. But in Yemizive, it's not homo. It's not homo. So, I mean, just as the melamed, the homer item has the cool aspect of being toye only in Yemezide, but in Yemezide he doesn't have the cool aspect. So merely the lomid item of Rias Dam Lachaleide, true, it follows logically that the lomid has to have the same cool aspect that the melamed has. What is the melamed? What is the cool aspect possessed by the Muhammad item? To be toye, be meizive. So in Meile, you can deduce that the Muhammad item also necessarily possesses the same cool aspect of being toye, be meizive. But how can you deduce that the Muhammad item should possess that cool aspect even be meizive when the Muhammad item does not possess that cool aspect in the Yemenide? Daniel of the Nadin Rieskini, Mimae Kilolel, Mitumazive, Avot Meir Tumasli. Now, so according to Rabbi Menachem's chart, we understand what Rabbi Lezer is telling the Rabbonon, is telling the Rabbonon. Because according to Rabbi Menachem, so Rabbi Lezer is only Mitame in the Yemenide, but is not mitame in the Yemezive. So in other words, he concedes the kalvachimah of the Rabbonon in respect to Yemezive. But whereas the Rabbonon applied that kule of toy even to Yemenide, as I says, no. Dialogue Nadim is given, you deduce the Lamed from the Melamed. If the Melamed, which is relatively homo, so possesses the kula of being toya. So the lomid certainly should possess in the chaname, but it has to be analogous to the melamed. The melamed possesses the aspect of kula of being toya only in mezive. So the lomid should also possess the aspect of kula of being toya only in mezive. But in menide, where the melamed does not possess that aspect of kula, so the lomid should not possess that aspect of kula either. So according to Rabbi Nachum's Shite, so we understand what Rabbi Lezer is saying. But according to Rashi's Shite, and according to Teisvei Shite, in the first cases, the Ramas and I will be meeting, that Rabbi Lezer is mitame in the Meizive. So how does it make sense? So how does he say, Omer and Dayan, Rabbi is giving you my to Meizive, I'll be to Meizive. But he's saying it's tame in the Meizive. So according to Rashi and according to Teisvei, the first Teisvei, so they say that he's arguing, Rav Lezer is saying it for argument's sake. In other words, Namiach, that we darshin the Kalachim. So in other words, Rav Lezer is saying two things to the Rabbah. I don't darshin that Kalachim altogether. I don't darshin that Kalachim. Why? Because of his special Zosakosa. So I reject that Yalfus altogether. But Namiach, for argument's sake, if we can see to you, if I, Rav Lezer, will concede to you, Rabbono, that we can deduce that halachina, but you have to concede to me in respect to the minide that is doctrine. So he's only arguing it, he's mentioning this argument with the divrei shalavon. Lididi, Rav Lezer is saying, that's the way it has to be explained, according to Rashi. Lididi, I reject that Yalfus Elvin, because of his special transaction. So I reject the whole opposite. But Namiach, for argument's sake, let's assume, like you, that we can deduce that Talachimah. The Chalapoches, you Rabbonon, you have to make one concession to me, that we may need a Damkenshi the Mitei Aristotle, because you cannot apply the Talachimah in respect to the Nida, because of dialogue in Adin Uyeskin. But according to Rabbi Menachem, Fiat so there, and it's very simple. So in other words, he's not saying it for argument's sake, Namiach, that we dash with Kalachimah, but you have to concede to me that Kalachimah only applies to the Mizile, it doesn't apply to the Nida. But the Blazer himself concedes the Kalachimah. But he limits the Kalachimah. Now with the scope, it should only apply to Yemezide, but not to Yemezide. So he's only chilek in respect to Yemezide. Now, what is he saying in effect? What is he saying for this in effect? Dayo lovin adin yiskin. Now this halacha of dayo lovin adin yiskin. So that is mentioned in the Mishnah in the Rakhara. Now there is aloche, the Shem Rebbe is Prata B'Shoshan. Shem Rebbe is Prata B'Shoshan. Keren is Chai B'Shoshan. But Keren is Chai B'Shoshan, and Keren Tam is Chai B'Shoshan, no Lechotz Nezik. Not more. But now Keren is Chai Lechotz Nezik B'Shoshan, and Shem Rebbe is Prata Regamre B'Shoshan. So there is a machlokes between Rabbon and Reb Talfin. Suppose the Isher goes in the Rishus HaNizek, Isher Tam goes another Isher in the Rishus HaNizek. So the Rabbon and Reb Talfin say the owner of the Isher Tam who goes in the Rishus HaNizek has to pay only half damages, Chotzilezek. And Reb Talfin says no. He has to pay whole damages. He has to pay whole damages. Why does Rav Tarfon say that he has to pay whole damages? Eicha Teisek. So Rav Tarfon deduces the Kalachimah. Rav Tarfon deduces the Kalachimah. That Chavdala Gomit Beis in Golokan. So, Sheikh Amazim Mishusan is a kid. No gach, no gach, no shach, no gach, no gach, no shach, משאל חוצנז בישוסנית רבטאו פנים הנזק שאולה עם חכון מים חוצנית אומר להם רבטאו he uses קל לכם that שיר תם בישוסנית the owner has to pay a homeless why? What's the קל לכם? Now here the Tanakhama uses קל לכם But here it's a kalach, he reduces the kalach in there, but he reduces the kal from the chum. There are just the opposite. He deduces the chomo from the kal, but it's the same kind of alfuse, the chomo from the kal. So, omer matar umad mo kinshe kila shem valale yeshusarad shukot hech minale yeshusanezik we shall in ezik shorim. So mo kinshe hech minale kelen yeshusarad we shall in chotim ezik in yin shenach mirova yeshusanezik we shall in ezik shorim. So first Rabtaufen presented the Alfuse in the following manner. In other words, it's the Alfuse of the Kalachimah, or a Chomo from a Kal. So, what is the Kal from is in the first original version of the Alfuse? So the Kal from is, the Kal from is Sheikh Yashusarab. The Kalkram is Shea Vishus Rabbi, that's the Kalkram. What is the Homophon item? The Kal item is Shea Vishus Rabbi. The Homo item is Shea Vishus Ayot. So Rabbi Talki uses the Kalkram originally in the following manner. He says, We have a Kal item. What's the Kal item? The Kal item is the case of Keren Tam versus Rab. Why is Tam, the case of Tam versus Rabi, considered Kal? Why is it considered Kal? Because in case of Shemeregel versus Rabi, they are both. So Keren versus Rabi is Kal, is relatively Kal. What's the cooling of what's the kulei of Keren Vishus Rabi? Because in Shem Derego, so Vishus Rabi is Tom. So Keren Vishus Rabi is the Kalai. So he says, if Keren Vishus Rabi, which is Kal, so it's higher. Umar mokim shei kira Hashem v'lare v'shus rabi shubot. So if in the case of Keren v'shus rabi, where it is that is homo, the case of Keren v'shus rabi, I'm sorry, that is kal, it's kalai. So still, so is hech v'alei v'shus anizek. We shall in the showing more King Shechel like Keren Vishus Rabi. So since Keren Vishus Rabi is Kal, so that's Kal still. So it has the Chumre aspect. It has the Chumre aspect that Vishus Ayochid it is Chayim. So Keren Vishus Anizek, that is the Chomer item, certainly should be fine. So this is what Rabtaufen said. Omrei Dai Rovin Nadir Yeskelini, Ma Vishus Achavim Chotzin Ezek, Ab Vishus Anizek Chotzin Ezek. So the Rabbonon said to Rabtaufen, no, you cannot deduce Keren Vishus Anizek, the woman, from the Chomer item, from the Melamed, Keren Vishus Rabim, the Kal item. Because if you say, if the Kal item has the Chomer of being higher, so the Chomer item, Vishus Anizek, so should certainly be higher. Because true, we can deduce that Kalachina. But if we deduce that Kalachina, so then we have to say that the Lomid should not be any more Chomer than the Melamed. What is the Melamed is the Chomer item. And I mean the Kal item. The Melamed is the Kal item. But that cow item, so you deduce, if the cow item which has a chumre, what's the chumre possessed by the cow item? That Yoshus Amize, Yoshus Rabbi, where Shem Rebbe is potter, so it's still, Karen is higher, so Karen Yoshus Rabbi, that is the cow item. And why is it the cow item? Because it is potter for Shem Rebbe, Yoshus Rabbi. Still it possesses the chumre aspect of being higher the Karen. So certainly the chumre item, Karen Yoshus Amizek, where even Shem Rebbe is higher, so certainly should possess the chumre. So right, so you can deduce it al chena that the chomer item, Karen Yoshus Amizek, should have the chumre of the cow item. What's the cow item? Karen Yoshus Rabbi. But so what kind of a chumre is it? Does it possess the cow item? It possesses the chumre of paying head damages. So maybe the chumre item should also possess that chumre aspect of paying head damages. But how can you deduce that it should be higher nezek shalom? So it's dialogue magnificently. Ma b'yoshus rabim chotzi nezek, ab b'yoshus anizek chotzi nezek. So that's called, Rishonim called that, dai b'tchiles adin. So the Chachomim were matre, the Rabbonim were matre, the Kal v'chena of Abtaufim on the basis of Dai v'tchiles adin. What is Dai v'tchiles adin? Dai v'tchiles adin means you are Abtaufim, you are trying to deduce the Chomer item, Karen Yoshus Amizek, from the Kal item, Karen Yoshus Rabbi. So the Chomer aspect possessed by the cow item should certainly be possessed by the chomer item, but only to the extent of that chomer that is possessed by the cow item, but not more. So the cow item, Karen Yoshus Rabbi, possesses a chomer of being higher how much? Chotzi nezek. So mainly the moment, the chomer item, Karen Yoshus Amizek, should also possess that chomer of being chayav chotzi nezek, but not a nezek sholeh. This is how the Rabbonon were matre, rebutted the Ptah of his kalachim on the basis of dying loving in Adin or Yeskelim. Dying, it is enough. If the loving Karen Yoshus Amizek, the relatively chomer item, will possess the chumre aspect, the chumre attribute possessed by the cow item. And what's the chumre attribute called possessed by the cow item? Chiyuv chotzi nezek. So the chumre item will also possess chiyuv chotzi nezek, but not in the shalom. So then he changed the form of the alphas. Omalem, Abtaufi, Avanil yodin kerem mikerem, and yodin kerem regem. Uma b'mokim sheikel al Hashem v'la regel b'shus rabbi hechmer b'keren mokim sheikel al Hashem v'la regel b'shus amizek b'nidin shechmer b'keren. So now he changed the formulation of the opposite, whereas originally Rav Tav presented, formulated the opposite, the kal v'chena, the deduction of the chomer item from the kal item, and he declared he treated Karen Yoshus Rabbi as the cow item, as the Muhammad, and Karen Yoshus Amizek as the Lomit, as the Chomer item. So, and that we say dialogue not being this community. The Lomit cannot be more Chomer than the Muhammad. So, what is the limit of the Chumre of the Muhammad that is higher Chotzinezek? So the woman should also be higher chotzi nezek, not a nezek shalom. Now he formulated differently, and now he declares not Karen Yoshus Amizek as the kalaitim, not Karen Yoshus Rabim as the kalaitim, but Yoshus Rabim itself as the kalaitim, and Yoshus Amizek itself. Originally, Rabtaufen treated Karen Bioshus Keren Bishus Rabim is the Kalaite, and Keren Bishus Anizek is the Chomraite. Now, Rav Tarfen treats Rishus Rabim as the Kalaite, and Rishus Anizek as the Chomraite. So he says as follows. Now, we see that Rishus Rabim is relatively calm. Why is Rishus Rabim relatively calm? Because we see Shem Rebel is never higher than Rishus Rabim. Rishus Ayochim, Rishus Anizek is relative to Chomer, because Shem Rebel is high for Rishus Anizek. So, in the final version of the Kal Vachomer, Rav Tarfen considers Rishus Rabim in general as the Kalaite, and Rishus Anizek in general as the Chomerite. So he says as follows, if in respect to the Kalaite, Rishus Rabim, so it's Kal. Why is it Kal? Because it's Shem Regel is Poter. So if the Kalite, Rishus Rabim, possesses the Chumre attribute, that Keren is higher, so certainly the Chumreite, Rishus Anizek, should possess the same Chumreite. So now you cannot say Dai Bitchilas Adin. Dai Bitchilas Adin by definition means the moment cannot be more homo than the moment cannot be more homo than the Melamed. So if the Melamed consists of Keren Bishus Rabim, so then you can say Dai Long Adin is Kenini. You want to deduce that Keren Bishus Ayochid should be more homo than Keren Bishus Rabim. Dying Lomit, Liski Lamit. The Chumre of the Lamit consists in being Chayim Chodimedek. So the Chumre, the same Chumre should be possessed by the Lomit. Masha'im came now in the final version of the Alphys. That Bishus Rabim is the Kalaid. And Rishus Anizek is the Chomerite, so Memele, we cannot say just Dayel Lomid Liyiskim Lamid. What would it mean? Dayel Lomid Liyiskim Lamid. Now, the Lomid should be just like the Melamid. Like the Melamid. Now, the Melamid's, what is the Chumre aspect possessed by the Melamed, the Kalaite, that it's higher, what is the Chumre aspect possessed by the Kalaite, Shemrei. What is the Chumre aspect possessed by the Melamed? The Melamed is Shem Rebel. Now Shem Rebel is Chayim Bishus Anizek, he's a Sholem, so he cannot say that Rebel Nadir is going to be. Let the same Chumre aspect, the Chumre aspect that is possessed by the Melamed, be possessed by the Lomit. Because if so, so then to be higher than Sholem. Because the Melamed is Shemer Ego. So still the Rabbonim say, Dai Lomit Nadir is going to be, not in the sense, let the Lomit have the same status as the Melamed, but you are trying to deduce the Lomit from the Melamed, so let the Lomit be limited by the extent of the attribute, by the limitation that is imposed upon the Chumre of the Melamed. So in other words, what's the limitation? Why do we say that Rishus Anizek is more homo? Why do we say that Rishus Anizek is relatively homo? why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is relatively more humble why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is relatively more humble than Rishus HaRabim? Why do we say that? Because in Rishus HaRabim, because why do we say that Karen is more humble than Shemaraya? Why do we say that Karen is more humble than Shemaraya? Because Karen is higher in Rishus HaRabim, and Shem Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim. But what is the limit of that Chumrah? Only Chotzin Ezek. So Mimele, you are trying to deduce the limit from the Melamed. So Mimele, that Chumrah has to be encumbered by the limitation that is imposed by that Chumrah. So what is the Chumrah of that Karen possesses, that Karen possesses as against Shem Regel? The Chumrah consists in whereas Shem Regel is Potter Rishus HaRabim Ligamre, so Karen is Chayim Chotzin Ezek. So the many the cow from the chomor, and then Rebbezer says, "Dialog in Adin is Kelidin B'tchilas Adin." So then, in the Braise, you will see the same argument. So once Rebbezer rebuts the Kalvachimer by the Rabbonon on the basis of "Dialog in Adin is Kelidin," on the basis of "Dialog in Adin is Kelidin B'tchilas Adin." So the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer reformulated the Kalvachimer, and then again Reb Lezer again reports it on the basis of dialogue in Adin Yeskelidin B'Seifan. But there is an analogy between the Shachar Italia that went on between Reb Tarfon and Rabbonon in Burakame, and the Shachar Italia that went on between Rabbonon and Reb Lezer here, except that here is the converse of what it is in Bulakame. In Bulakame, it's Yalfusev Kalachimer, whereby we deduce the Homo from the cow, Rishus HaNizek, from Karen Rishus Rabbi, and here, so we are deducing, Rabbonon of Reb Lezer are deducing the cow from the chomer. But the Shachar Italia follows the same pattern. So just as over there, first the Kalvachimer is presented in one form, and then the Rabbonon rebut that Kalvachimer on the basis of Dayi B'tchilas Adin, then he reformulates the Kalvachimer of Tarfon, and again they rebut the Kalvachimer on the basis of Dayi B'seif Adin. So here too the same way, but here is the converse of the Gemara of the Mishnah of Kame, because over there Rav Tarfon is deducing the homo from the cow, and here the Rabbonon of the Tanakama of Reb Lezer is deducing the cow from the homo. Alright, so we'll leave it here. Now you have to go over the Gemara with the Rashi and the Tesis, and then with the Ramban and the Rashbo and that Gemara. So that's it. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Now, I mentioned that yesterday there is an introduction to understanding this Gemara. The Gemara in Bolokame. Without the Gemara in Bolokame, you can't understand this Gemara. Now, in Gemara in Bolokame, we have the machlokes between Rabbon and Rakal. Rakal says that Karen Tan, Rishus HaNizek, is Mishal and Mishal. He deduces it all over. And Rabbonon Achil Karatav. And Rabbonon say that Karen Tam, Rishus HaNizek, pays only Chotzin Ezek. The owner pays only Chotzin Ezek. So, So then, Rav Tarfon mentions the Kalvachema in two forms, in two versions. The original version, in respect to the original version of the Kalvachema, so that Rabbonim say, dialogue Madini is given. So they rebought that Kalvachema. Where once they rebought that Kalvachema, so then Rav Tarfon reformulates the Kalvachema in another version. And then the Rabbonim say, in respect to the other version, also dialogue Madinsky. So what is going on? So Rishayim explained it. In other words, the original version, in respect to the original version of the Kalvachema by Rav Tarfon, the Rabbonim reported Tachin Kamed on the basis of dialogue Madinsky, even Bitchila Sabin. So then, Rav Tarfon reformulates the Kalvachema in another form, and so we cannot say dialogue in Adin Yiskinim on the basis of dialogue with Chesed. But the Rabbanan are still Chelik, not on the basis of dialogue in Adin Yiskinim with Chesed, but we say, now what does it mean? Now, so, Shea Mazik Shusanism. Kids, Noga, Nosha, Robots, Boaz. בשוסרבים ישאלו חוצנה בשוסרבים זה קפטר פנים על המקשורת וחכומים אם הם חוצנה זה אומר הם קפטר פנומה במו כן שאיקלו השם והרגע בשוסרבים שהוא פות הרך מהורי בשוסרבים זה בשל המקשורת מו כן שאיך מבקר בשוסרבים ושם חוצנה זה כניבים שאנחנו רואים בשוסרבים זה בשל המקשורת אומר הם די לא נגיד להסכימי מה בשוסרבים חוצנה בשוסרבים זה כחב בשוסרבים זה חוצנה זה. So the original version of the Kalvachema by Rav Tarfon was in the following manner. In other words, in every Kalvachema we have in Lamed and Lamed. Now, Kalvachema can be in two, manifest itself in two forms. Either you deduce the Homo from the Kal, or you deduce the Kal from the Homo. In this Machlekes between Rav Tarfon and the Chachomi, so you deduce the homo from the cow. The homo from the cow. In the Kalvachema, here, by the Rabbanon, we deduce the cow from the homo. But don't make any difference. So, in this Kalvachema, Rabbi Tarfon deduces the Kalvachema of the homo from the cow. So what is the cow item? The cow item originally, the original version, the cow item was Kerem Beshusarabi. Kerem Beshusarabi is considered cow. Why is Kerem Beshusarabi considered cow? Because Beshusarabi Shem Derego is spot. So you see that Beshusarabi has certain leniencies. Shem Derego is spot of Beshusarabi. So Kerem Beshusarabi, whereas Bishus Amizek, Shem Rebu is Chayim. So Mele, Keren Bishus Arabi is considered a cow item, relatively cow, on account of the cool aspect that there is in Bishus Arabi, the Shem Rebu is for. So, the cow item, so Rav Tarfon says, Uma bimokim shekel o Hashem v'regu b'shusarab shulipot. So that makes Kerem b'shusarab cow. So in respect to the cow item Kerem b'shusarab, so we still say that it is Uma bimokim shekel o Hashem v'regu. So Kerem Bishusarabim, that is cow, has the chumra aspect of being chayev. So Kerem and Bishusanizek, which is homo, because Bishusanizek is more homo than Bishusarabim. Bishusanizek, so Shem Rebu is chayev. So Kerem, so if the cow item, if in the case of the cow item of Kerem Bishusarabim, So we say that is higher, so Kevin Yoshis and Isaac, that is more humble. Why is it more humble? That he became the Rebbe. A higher, so certainly should be higher than Ezek Shalom. So the Rabbanim say, dialogue in Nadir, yes, indeed. Mad Yoshis and Rabbi, Chotzin Ezek, Ab Yoshis and Isaac, Chotzin Ezek. That's called dialogue with Chesed. Because in the original version of the Kalvachemia, so Rav Tarfon tried to deduce Kerem Yoshis and Isaac, the Lomay. From the Melamay, Kerem Yoshis Rabbi. So, Kerem Yoshis Rabbi is Kav. Kerem Yoshis and Isaac is Chom. So the Melamay is Kav. So the Rabbanim said to Rav Tarfon too, you can deduce Kerem Yoshis and Isaac from Kerem Yoshis Rabbi. But dialogue in the ideal is clear. What we are trying to deduce that if the cow item is higher than the Melamed, so the Chomer item, the Lomed, should certainly be higher. But dialogue in the ideal is clear. Let the Chomer, let the Lomed have the same status as the Melamed. True that the Melamed, which is relatively cow, has a Chumra aspect, but what's the extent of the Chumra aspect of the Melamed? Kerem Yoshis Rabbi is Chayim Chotzin Ezek. So the Mele, of course, that Chumra aspect of being Chayim the Chotzin Ezek should certainly overtake the Lomed. But from the Chotzin Ezek, how can you deduce that the Lomed should be more humble, should have a chumra aspect more than the Melamed? The Melamed is a chumra aspect, it's higher. Kerem is Rabbi. How much is it higher? Chotzin Ezek. So the Lomed also has the Mechuyim Chotzin Ezek, but not in Ezek Shor. So that's called dialogue in Adil is Kelidin with Chilas Adin. What does Chilas Adin mean? Chilas Adin means let the Lomed have the same status as the Melamed. The Melamed has the Chumre of being higher Chotzin Ezek. Why should the Lomed have more of the Chumre also Chotzin Ezek? But not Ezek Shor. So then, once the Rabbanon reported Rav Tarfon's original version of the Kalachemia on the basis of dialogue in Adil Yeskelim, so Rav Tarfon reformulated the Kalachemia. And instead of treating Kerem Yoshis Anisek as the Melamed and Kerem Yoshis Rabbi as the Lomei, so in the final version of the Kalvachemia, Rav Tarfon treats Shem Bedrego as the Melamed and Kerem as the Lomei, not Kerem. In the original version, so Kerem Yoshis Rabbi is the Melamed, and Kerem Yoshis Anisek is the Melamed. In the final version, Shem Bedrego by itself, by themselves, are the Melamed, and Kerem is the Melamed. So then the Kalchimra runs as follows: in the final version of the Kalchimra, if Kerem only. Omelet, Apanili, or the Kerem, I'm reformulating the Kalchimra. I'm not going to reduce Kerem Yoshis Anisek from Kerem Yoshis Rabbi. Then you have a good time. Dialogue in Adil Yeskelim with Chilas Adin. Let the Melamed, the Lomed, have the same status as the Melamed, not more of a Chumra than the Melamed. I'm not in Kerem Yeregel. In other words, then the Melamed will be Rege, Shem Rege, and the Lomed will be Kerem. So I'm holding Kerem Rege. Uma bimokim shei kera Hashem ala Rege. So why Shem Rege relatively Kaor? Because Shem Rege is what is Rege. Why is Kerem relatively Chomo? Because Kerem is Chayim Vishis Rege. So Uma bimokim shei kera Hashem ala Rege. Yoshis Rabbi, Hech Yom Kerem, Mokim Shech Yom Hashem Lareyom Yoshis Anizek, Edin Shem Nach Yom Kerem. אין דין שנח לי בגרן אמבולי דיין לי אומי נדיר לי זכי נאו, once we treat שם רגל as the ground and גרן is the lomay, so then we cannot say דיין לי אומי נדיר לי זכי לי בתחיל הזאת דיין לי אומי נדיר לי זכי לי בתחיל הזאת means that let the lomay have the same status as the ground. So, if the Mlamin is Keren Rishis Rabi, and the Mlamin is Keren Shayochi, so he said, let Keren Rishis Ayochi have the same status as the Mlamin, as Keren Rishis Rabi. Keren Rishis Rabi is a chumre of paying chosmede, Keren Rishis Ayochi also. But if the Mlamin is Shem Rego, and the Mlamin is Keren, So then, we cannot say b'tchil asadim, dialogue like this can be. Let the Mlamid be like the Mlamid. The Mlamid is Shem Rego. Shem Rego. If we say that the Mlamid should have the same status as the Mlamid, and the Mlamid, Mishu Samizik is higher than the Ksholem, so then it follows that Kerem Mishu Samizik is also higher than the Ksholem. So it's like Rabtav. So Rabbono cannot rebut Raftaf is Kalachimah on the basis of dialogue and Adonis leading with Chilasaki, which by definition means let the Lamed have the same status, be equal to the Mlamed. Because if we say let the Lamed be equal to the Mlamed is higher, Bishop Samizek and the Sholem. So then it follows that Kevin is higher, Bishop Samizek, also the Sholem. That's what Raftaf is establishing. But they still rebut. The Rabbanon are still Chilik Raftaf. And we say now, dialogue in Adin is giving me Bisefadi. What is Bisefadi? Chilas Adin means let the same Chumre, no more than the Chumre, the same Chumre that overtakes the Melamed, let it overtake the Lamed. That's the Chilas Adin. Bisefadi. So we say, now, you are trying to deduce that Kerebush is an easy. The relatively chumra item should possess the same chumra as the Mlamed. And what's the chumra by the Mlamed, which is an Izek? Ichayim Nekshoel. So you are trying to establish that Kerem Shlamezik should also be in Nekshoel. But why do you call Kerem, the Mlamed, relatively humble? Why? Why do you declare Keren as humble vis-a-vis Shem Rego that is Kal? Because Shem Rego is a rabbi, is Potea, and Keren is Chayim. But how much is Keren Chayim? Only Chotzenes. So the Chumre aspect that the Chayim in Keren over the Bob Shem Rego consists in half damages. That's the only reason as to why you say that Keren is Chomo. Why is Keren Chomo? Vis-a-vis Shem Rego. Shem Rego is part of the Shizrabi. Keren is Chayim. But what's the extent of the Chimer that Keren possesses over the Bob Shem Rego? What's the extent of that chayma? Only head damages. Chotzinez. So the Mele, when you try to deduce the chomo from the cow, so that chumre in the moment should be limited by the extent and the limit and the quantity of the chayma. What is the quantity? The quantity of chayma in Keren over in the world of Shem Rego. Chotzinez. So the Mele, when you deduce the homo from the cow, so it has to be limited and encumbered by the extent of the chayma that the Lomid possesses over in the world of the Lomid. What's the extent, the scope of the chayma, of the homo over in the world, the so-called cow? So the scope of the chayma possessed by the homo over and above the cow, the scope of peace have Knesset. So Mele, when you do establish, you do deduce the homo from the cow that it should be higher, so it has to be limited by the extent of the chimer of the lomit that the lomit possesses over and above the blood. That's called dying in Satan. Yes?
If we see from the child's case,
yes,
from the home mother, from the first case,
yes,
the Shinarego is father, and we have a folder of the parent over to the vaccination.
Yeah, you are discussing, you are referring to the final version of the Kalahim or the
question on dying is over here.
It's clear, Sadi.
No, question on dying.
You see that? Yeah. Okay. So the cow item is Shinarego. That's cow. The homer item is care. Why is care? The woman. Shemerebel is the melamed. And care is the woman. Why is the woman homer? Relative to the melamed, that is cow. Why? Because care is higher than she's a cow. Relative to the melamed, Shemerebel is more than she's a cow. But what's the scope? The extent of that chimer possessed by the homo as against the cow. What's the scope? It is homo. But what's the scope? The extent of the chimer. Her damages. Hotzinezik. So mainly when you deduce Karen from Shemirego, the Jos, Shemirego is higher than Rosh Hashanah. So in Yamsav, Rosh Hashanah. So Karen should also be higher than Rosh Hashanah. So you get should be encumbered and limited by the scope, by the extent of the chayma that the homo possesses over and above the cow.
So I'm asking, why do we say to limit the lomit instead of saying?
In other words, you are asking, what is the basis for dialogue in Adin, Rieskinidin? Dialogue in Adin, Rieskinidin, Bisifan. In other words, Bitchus Adin, so it's a matter of logic. But dialogue Nadin is Kinidin, Bisif Adin is not a matter of logic. So first of all, just as we can understand with logic, the dialogue in Nadin is Kinidin, Bitchus Adin, so we can understand with logic, the dialogue in Nadin is Kinidin, Bisif Adin. After all, you are trying to establish a liability in Karen versus Amizek on the basis of the Kalachimia from the Kal. So in other words, so why? Because that's the logic. In other words, since the Kal item has a liability, so the Homer item certainly should be characterized by that liability. But since the Homer item is considered more homo than the cow item. Why? Because of the liability in the Rosh Hashanah, whereas the cow item is not liable in the Rosh Hashanah. So you have to limit that liability by the scope, by the extent of that chimer aspect. In other words, Karen is more homo than Shemerego. Why? Because Karen is higher than Shisrabi. Shemerego is part of Shisrabi. But how much liability is there by Karen and Shisrabi? Only half damages. So that means that it's not 100% homo. It's only 50% homo. That Karen is only 50% homo. It's not 100% homo over the above Shisrabi. Only 50%. So the melee, when we deduce the liability, it has to be limited by the scope, by the extent of that chimer that the homo possesses over and above the cow. But it's not a question. If cow chimer had been a matter of logic, then we could understand by means of logic, we could understand the dialogue in Adil Yeskinim Bisefadim in the same way as we can understand by means of logic the dialogue in Adil Yeskinim with Chilasa. But the fact is that Kalachena is not the letter of life. It's not the letter of life. It's a thing that's one of the Midisha Tevo Nidreshete, but it's not something that is based upon logic. If Kalachena had been based upon logic, so then any one of us would be able to deduce a Kalachena. But of course, it goes without saying that we are not at liberty to deduce Kalachena. We are not to deduce it. Who is at liberty to deduce Kalachena? Chachmei HaKabbalah. So just as the Chachmei HaKabbalah are at liberty to deduce other halachos through the Midrash and Rashi's there, so they are at liberty to deduce Kalachena. The only difference is Gzeirah Shomrei Isurim in the Chachmei HaKabbalah cannot deduce unless they are in Kabbalah. So it has to, that one has to have recourse in the Chachma Kabbalah, have to be said upon the Kabbalah. They cannot deduce, one second, they cannot deduce the Kalvachina by themselves. I'm sorry, so they show it by themselves. But Kalvachina without the Kabbalah. But it's a halacha that the Chachma Kabbalah can deduce a Kalvachina according to certain clothing, and they knew the clothing. So it's not a question of logic. As a matter of fact, there is the price of Rabbi Shmuel that we say before the davening every day. We give him the satir and brushes. That's the price of Rabbi Shmuel. Kalachim now, we say the shopping, the dinar, kalupat, atukal, kalupatukal. So that's the aloha, that's the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So Kalchena is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. There is a price, I mentioned it, I think last time. There is a price of Rabbi Yisi Aguri. It said, Bishwenshi Mushtai Mides, Satyam Prashis. So when you compare, now we can see that price of Rabbi Yisi Aguri in the Pesachal Prochets, in the Greek Pesachal Prochets. So you will see, Bishwenshi Mushtai Mides, Nidreshe Satyam. So when you compare the Yigimu Mides in the price of Rabbi Shmuel and the Yulamid Veitz Mides in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, so you will see that there are different Mides. Gzeirah Shomrei is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. And there are, so Kalvachena is mentioned in both. Kalvachena is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and it's mentioned in the price of Rabbi Yisabu. But when the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions the basis of the Alkutz of Kalachena, so what Alkutz, what possibly does the price of Rabbi Shmuel mention? The Ovio Yomi Kyomi Bukonel. How would you call it? It's Soja Shivasyon. In Bawes. How do we know that the Torah is Midrashet Kalchena? How do we know? So the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions in Rokin for every Alfuzi. So how do we know that the Torah is Midrashet Kalchena? So there's the posik at the end of Balisa. By him Rabbi Shemuel mentioned, we will be your Yogi Kyorad Mifonel. How is he calling Shivas Yogi? Tisog your Shivas Yogi. Michutz Ramachne. The Achat Yosef. So from that is the Mokia. That's the basis for the Alfusi of the Kalachena. That the Chazad can deduce. Why? Because here in the Torah mentions. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Moshe, suppose the father will spit in her face. So then, she will be locked up, she will be isolated for 7 days. Because of that, Miriam, who received the Nisif, if the father is Yoni Yoni Panel, that means that the daughter receives a Nisif from the father. So then, she has to suffer humiliation and isolation for 7 days. Because of that, Miriam, who criticized Moshe, so she received the Nizifet from the Shekhinah, so she's also the Sogya Shivas Yom Lechut Lamach, the Achat Yosef. So why did the Torah mention that way? The Torah could have said So, Tisom Yoshir Yoshomi, Michutz Lamach, the Bahad Yosef. Why did the Torah have to say, Yomi or Yomi, Yomi, the Fanella, or is he called Yoshir Yoshomi? Tisom Yoshir Yoshomi, the Machna. That's a point where the will be or Yomi, Yomi, the Fanella. The Torah spells it out explicitly that Miriam, who received the Nisita from the Shechina, has to be isolated for 7 days. That's enough. The answer is, here in the Torah tells us that there is a halacha of kalachim. So in other words, because what we are yomi yomi b'fanel. So that's the kalachim. When a person receives a nisicha from the father, that's on a relative scale, of course, it's kalachim. Compared with the nisicha that one receives from the shechina. So a nisicha, a nozuf from the father, is relatively calm. Nozuk from the Shechina is relatively humble. So in other words, so the Torah here mentions a kalachim. Here we have an example of a kalachim that the Torah explicitly spells out. Since a nozuk from the father has to be nizgah for Shiva's Yomi, some melee. A nozuk from the Shechina certainly has to be nizkeh Shiva's Yom. So that's the basis of the kalachim. Now that's mentioned in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, in the Braisa of Rabbi Yisrael. So the kalachim aminayim, So the Braisa of Rabbi Yisrael mentions. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Hey, bnei Yisrael, yaminu be'eich yamin nifak." Meish Rabbeinu said to the Rabbi Yisrael, "In the center of the when the Rabbi Yisrael sent to Meish Rabbeinu to Paray and to tell Paray that he should deliver the Israelites." So Meish Rabbeinu said, "How will Paray pay attention to me? The Israelites themselves don't pay attention to what I say, Mishem Hashem. So how can I expect Paray to pay attention to Hitler?" So from there, the price of Rabbeinu Aruri, says we can reduce it our head. Now, how is it that the price of Rabbeinu Aruri does not mention the possible Vio Yom Yom Hanel, and the price of Rabbi Shmuel does not mention the posse of the Yisroel Yaminoli? The answer is, the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions midays, which are not really midays. It's not midays, it's criteria and techniques how to interpret the Torah. And those techniques can be employed by everyone, by every student of Torah, if he wants to understand Torah. So he has to resort to certain techniques how to understand the Torah. So a kalvachemer, in the price of Rabbi Yisrael is one of the midas of the Jewish Mikra, how to interpret the Torah. How to, for example, the price of Rabbi Yisrael says that the Bim and Ksukim sometimes have to be understood in a figurative way. Bimosh, Shenema, Hoi, Hoi, Bimosh, Minai, Bim, Bim, Ksukim, Bimosh, Minai. So Rabbi Yisrael does not mention it in Torah. Torah is not to be understood in a figurative way. But certain psukim in the beginning psukim are to be understood figuratively. Shenema, holy chokho eitzim yishchalunav in shekti. So in the parent that deals with giving, so giving gives the gate and wash. So does it mean kibshite that the trees had a convention? I mean, it's emotional. It's in a figurative way. So that's not the alpha say. That's the judicial mikro in the beginning of it. Certain psuki, so have to be understood figuratively. So kalvachemer is one of the techniques in interpreting, understanding the judicial mikro. So that kalvachemer, that's a kalvachemer of logic that everybody can have recourse to. There are certain kalvachemers In other words, when you deduce logically a minor premise from a major premise, or a major premise from a minor premise of logic, so that everybody can do. So melee, the kauchei mer in the posik of him is holy anuli. Deich yamuli farei. That's a kauchei mer of logic. Everybody can resort to it as long as he uses the proper reasoning. So, Mashiach in the Kawahina of Rodrigo Yorick Yorick Valero, how is he called Shilasyon? One could not, Midaite, did you such a Kawahina? If the Torah had not mentioned the Rodrigo Yorick Yorick Valero, how is he called Shilasyon? Tisog Yoshilasyon in the Chutra Machne, the Achat Yosei, so they are willing maybe to deduce it. It doesn't follow logically, because on the basis of logic, one can say it does not necessarily follow. When a daughter gets in secret from the father, she has to be isolated for 7 days. But when a person gets in secret from the Shekhinah, it doesn't follow logically. This is a Kawahimer of Yalpuse. And the Kawahimer of Yalpuse is not written to everybody. We cannot deduce halachas in the Kawahimer. Chazal were able, had the right to deduce halachas in Kawahina, just as Chazal were at liberty to deduce halachas to Exil Shabbat. So they were at liberty to deduce halachas to a Kawahina. Only thing is, Exil Shabbat is a non-dominant Atzmei, and Kawahina is a non-dominant Atzmei, but only the Chachma Kabbalah, not we, even the Rishayim, even Rafsad the Goyim, Rabbi Goyim, couldn't deduce a Kawahina. Sometimes takes us as Sikashi. Why doesn't the Gemara deduce a Kawahina? So the Kashi is not, why don't we deduce the Kalachimah? Why Chazal didn't deduce the Kalachimah? They knew the clothing. So Tetzes gives the Utsi. But that's the Kalachimah of Yalfusi, not Kalachimah of Vaji. So this is what I'm saying. In other words, if Kalachimah had been based upon logic, then you could ask, what's this one? So first of all, we could understand this law of dialogue and Nadine Eskimin with Sivabi, just as we can understand that with logic, dialogue and Nadine Eskimin with Chilasaki. But Kalvachemel is not based upon logic, it's Exilasakosu. We learned it out from the posse, Vovio Yori Yori Bavanel. So it's not a question whether we can understand it with logic or we cannot understand it. I think that we can understand dialogue not dealing is giving me sympathy, just as we can understand dialogue not dealing is giving me philosophy. But neither dialogue is based upon logic, it's aloha. So, now wait, so why do we say dialogue? Now, Gaptaufen deduces a kawahim. Gaptaufen deduces a kawahim. So then, where is the basis for kawahim? The whole source that Chazal can deduce a kawahim. There's the possibility of Yorick Yorick Vanel. How is he calling Shilasyon? So the Rabbonon say Gaptaufen dialogue, and I didn't listen. Why do we say dialogue? So again, the basis of dialogue is also implicit in this passage. Because the Torah says, "Vayim Adishem Omishem Rovio Yorik Yorik Vodeo Alisikolim Shivasyonim Tisog Yashivasyonim Chutz Lamayim Be'achat Yosef." So in other words, the Torah itself spells out the Kalachim that a Yosef from the Shechinah has to be isolated for 7 days, because it's Kalachim. If a Yosef from the Father, so has to be isolated for 7 days, so certainly Yosef from the Shechinah is so much more humble than the Yosef from the Father, certainly should be isolated. So we should say, on the basis of Kalachimah, if he knows it without dying, so then we should say, if he knows it from the Father, is to be isolated 7 days, he knows it from the Shechinah, should be isolated for Kalachimah, it's 14 days. Oh, and so much more. You cannot say 21 days, because then there is no limit. So, I mean, how many times? You could say 1,000 times, not enough either. So, Chalapoches, so, to fast the Mu'e, to fast the. So, but, without recourse to dying, we should say twice as many days. So, even Nozu from the Father has to be Nisgah for 7 days. So, Chalapoches, Nozu from the Shechinah should be Nisgah for 14 days. for 14 days. So you say, why 14? Why not 21? So I'll say, why not 28? Why not 35? Why not 42? So there is no limit. So to fast the Mehuba Moy to fast. So to fast the Moy to fast. So there, on the basis of the Kalachemia, not limited by dying, so then we should say, if he knows it from the father, has to be Nizkiah for 7 days, so he knows it from the Shia Lochma for his 14 days. But the Torah says, that Miriam is the son of Shiva's Yomi, so from that we learn how the Aloha of dying. So neither the Aloha of Kalachemia is based upon pure logic, and nor the Aloha of dying is based upon pure logic. So the Mila, so there are two kinds of diet. So Rav Tal Payne at first said that we use it our hand and we do not say diet. So the Chachomim said no, we say diet. So then diet with Chazani. So then the Rav Tal Payne reformulated our hand. But in the Rabbono, so in such a way that we couldn't say diet with Chazani, but he still said diet be safe at me. So then the Rabbonon said, "Dali b'sifat dinta." Yes, what? Yeah.
That's not it.
That's a kalachim of Gadol. That's not a kalachim of Yalfusim. The Gemara says, "Even if he ashkele, but this kalachim there." Is not based upon Kalachim, is not grounded in Kalachim of Yalfusim. That's grounded in Kalachim of logic in the, when a person talks. Yeah, so there too, in other words, we apply the logical diet in the Chanan. So in the Chanan, where the Kalachim is the Kalachim of logic? So then we apply the diet of logic. But where the Kalachim is the Kalachim of Yalfusim. So the Melech, we cannot apply on the basis of logic diet. So then the diet also has to be grounded in a certain Zerzakos. Yes, what is it?
We could take
the whole thing out of
the
name of Sukkah. Yeah? What's that? So when we say if we don't say diet, so how many times should we say Tisoga? How many times? What, 21 days? Why 21 days? So we say 14 days. So this is what Gemara says. This is what Gemara says in Rolakan. The time in the Kalheba Keita. There's the price of the Ishmael that Kofei Molokan. We don't say the whole price of Rabbi Shmuel. We just say the Rosh Hashanah. But then everything is discussed in detail. So that's the extension of the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So, you see, I mentioned that as an introduction to the machlokes between Kalakam and Kamel. Now, this is very important. So we see that we have a machlokes between the Rabbanan and the Tal as to whether we say Dayel or we don't say Dayel. So who says Dayel? Kaptal says Dayel. I mean, the Rabbanan says Dayel. But Kaptal doesn't say Dayel. So the Gemara says, there is a Gemara in the Rabbanan. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma that you tres on the base, and that's the Mokia for the Pirush HaMishki and the Mukiyesi in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says that you tres on the base Einer, die Rav Talpin wesel dying, Rav Talpin rejects the concept of dying. So the Gemara says that if Chesam obeys in the Kamel, ki wesel dying, ich hadu nifrach kao achema, ich hadu nifrach kao achema, isle dying. When does Rav Talpin reject kao achema, dying? When is Rav Talpin chilek on the concept and the principle of dying? Because Rabbanon said Rav Talpin died. So that means Rav Talpin said we use a Kohen and never mind dying. So Rav Talpin was chilek on dying. So the Gemara says Rav Talpin is not chilek on dying completely. Rav Talpin is chilek, rejects dying if as a result of the dying the whole Kohen collapses. But so then we don't say dying. But if it's possible, we can't share to deduce it our chayna, and at the same time to apply the concept of dying, then Rav Talpin is also maybe that we say that. In other words, so Rav Talpin, in other words, how do we know over there, let's say, in the Pasuk at all, how Rav Talpin couldn't negate the concept of dying, because that's implicit in the Pasuk, where we are yonik yonik vanel. She was young. How many Tisoto she was young? Tisoto she was young. So Miriam too, who is not from the father, but from the Shrine, is also. So that means, so this Zerasakosu implies there is a principle of dying. But over here, so it's actually time Shrine, by Miriam. So first, because of the Kalvachemia, without the Kalvachemia, so we know so from the Shrine, should be this guy at all? Not even for a moment without the Kalachim. So because of the Kalachim, so we say that the Yosef from the Shechina is to be Nisgea, Shives Yom. The Yosef from the Shechina is to be Nisgea, Shives Yom. And because, and on the basis of dying, so it's only Shives Yom. In other words, if not for dying, it would be the Nozu from the Shechina should be Nisgea 40 minutes. But because of dying, so she Miriam is Nisgea only 7 minutes. So it's actually Kaim Shreyam, so say dying. Mashayim came in this case. If we are going to say dying, so what would be the result? That Karen Yoshua Mizek is Nishalim only Chotzinetek. Dying of Nadir is Hindi. So what would be the Kawahina? Uninterruptedly for 25 days, and she will not have to count Zayniki Keta Shnayim Biloyes. In other words, that's in the two last days of the Dalafiyim of the Mizi. So she couldn't become Isabella by seeing on two successive days, only on three successive days. But if the year started on the 10th day of the Mezidah, so on the 10th and the 11th, so only 2 years, she's only Mechuyeves to count one clean day, and then the Yemenide started. So again, the Rie on the Yemenide did not require her to count Zayniki, only Rie on three successive days in Mezidah. So Shnai Yoyeis, Vishivanido, so it's 9. Ubein Shalach Amido. Ubein Shalach Amido, so it's 11. And then she had the Rias Dam. And then she had the Rias Dam coupled with pain for 14 days straight. So 11 plus 14 is 25 days. So that means that she had the Rias Dam became uninterruptedly for 25 days successively and uninterruptedly. She had blood mitayr. The expression used by the Brisa is Vlad, that means she wasn't the illness. If she wasn't the illness, so she couldn't count for she couldn't have 3 days, Rias and 3 successive days, and not become a Zavidele. So she unavoidably must become a Zavidele. How can he say only 26 days successively? It couldn't happen that she shouldn't have to come. Even for more than, even for 3 days, so it couldn't happen. It was an Amazon. Omar Rav Sheish is saying, Mokim Sheish. Omar Rav Sheish, 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 Omar So the quote name of my time in Kishon Paul, again, what I mentioned last time,